The Super Bowl of College Marching Band competitions will take place today. Students from 10 historically black colleges and universities take the field in Atlanta for the Honda Battle of the Bands. NPR's Kathy Lohr has been following the Clark Atlanta University Panthers as they prepare for their big day.
One thing's for sure, it takes a lot of practice to be invited to play in this show. In the band room under the Clark Atlanta University Stadium, 118 band members give their full attention to student director Blake Williams as they perfect their sound.
Here we go. We're going to start from the top of the show.
Williams is all business, knowing the band is just 3 days from its performance in the Georgia Dome.
One, two.
The music is just one part of the package. The spectacular dancing, the moves, the creativity, and the showmanship. That's what makes watching these marching bands so exciting. Deshaun Safford is a senior who plays alto saxophone.
Dancing and the high stepping and just the energy, that's what I think they're coming to see, especially in me. I like it because I'm vibrant anyway, so, and radiant anyway, so I believe I'm going to put on a show regardless.
It was the Clark Atlanta Band that was made famous in the recent movie Drumline. It also revealed the Battle of the Bands competition on the big screen and the hard work it takes to get there.
We are the heart and the soul. Without the percussion section, the band doesn't move, doesn't come alive.
The film showed the rigorous training members face, running up and down the stadium steps with their instruments and working in the rain just to get in the band. Safford says being chosen for the Battle of the Bands is an honor.
It's very serious because of all the practice we put that's involved, all of the rehearsal that's involved, all the criticism, all the critiques, and you know, and then as far as them paying to get tickets to come in there, and then you know, Ticketmaster selling out maybe 2 weeks ago before the show even started, that's pretty serious.
Serious enough that late into the night on the practice field, the band is still polishing its routine.
Good afternoon, Georgia Dome. Stand on your feet and make some noise. I proudly present to you the 2006 edition of the world-famous Clark Atlanta University Mighty Marching Panthers!
It's cold out tonight. Students are dressed in sweatpants and jackets as they march in the yellow glow of stadium lights.
It's not about the size of the dog in a fight. It's about the size of the fight in the dog. We may be the smallest dog in the dome today, but we're definitely going to have the most fight.
The band strikes up, not oldies, but current stuff, songs you might hear on the radio today. They march, but they also shake, roll, dip, and kick with their instruments. These kids even sing. Clark Atlanta will face marching bands from other historically black colleges and universities, including Florida A&M, North Carolina Central, and Prairie View A&M. For Clark Atlanta seniors like Deshaun Safford, this will be their last performance.
You want to show off. You want to dance and march as if it's your last show. And that's what I'm going to do.
There are no winners or losers in the Battle of the Bands showcase. Safford and the Panthers are going for the chance to claim bragging rights against 10 other bands competing at the Georgia Dome. It's become the hot place to be. Last year, the $10 tickets went for as high as $50, and 70,000 fans are expected again this year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.